will come into what to me seems to be a very interesting part, and that's the combinations, which would be very interesting to listen to.
Yes, thank you very much. Combination. In fact, we received questions on combination. This is why we developed this knot. Because there are provisions in the regulation on combination, and sometimes we hear that this is a novelty in this period. In fact, it is not novelty for us, but it is indeed novelty in the regulation. In 2007-2013, we also spoke about combinations and about the same two types of combinations. I will explain in a few minutes. But there were no provisions in the regulatory framework on combinations. So when you open 2007-2013 regulation, there is maybe, I don't know, one vague sentence on possible combination. In the new regulation, we have three paragraphs, but quite extensive as regards the number of words and the heaviness. So in a way, we wanted to ensure the continuity from 2007-2013, but we wanted to do it in a much more clear and legal way. So this is why we have provisions on combination in the common provision regulation. What is important to underline is also that we took care that the same approach to combination we have in our cohesion policy in SC funds program, and the same approach to the combination you will see in the EU level instruments, which are falling under the financial regulation. In fact, the financial regulation provisions, when you read them together with our provisions, they are very, very similar. I don't want to say copy-paste, but this is really, you will see the same wording, the same provisions used in the financial regulation and in the common provision regulation. The issue why we received these questions was also that, unfortunately, in the past, in 2007-2013, there were some irregularities on combination, and some of the member states wanted just to avoid that this type of irregularities of problems are immediately repeated in the new programming period. And also, there is, with the expansion of financial instruments to new thematic objectives, we see that there is a intention by the member states to finance through financial instruments projects which are not fully financially viable, but to do it in a way that part of the project receives not repayable support, meaning grant, and part of the project will receive financial instrument support, especially this part which is financially viable. So there is a need for a combination of grants and financial instruments in the specific types of projects. We have, from the regulation, we can distinct two types of combination. This is the first type of combination. This is the combination within financial instrument operation. So we have certain grants elements which enter the financial instrument system. You see them, they are mentioned here as the, I cannot read from such distance. They are mentioned here, interest rate subsidy, if I'm not wrong. Guarantee fee subsidy and technical support. So these are grants which can enter the financial instrument design. And these grants are very much linked, and the regulation even says they are directly related to financial instruments. So it is not possible to add to financial instrument whatever type of grant and call it one single financial instrument operation. These are very specific grants. They are oriented at improving the implementation of financial instruments. So the purpose of these grants is to make the instrument working better. Interest rate subsidy and guarantee fee subsidy, their objective is to make the instrument more affordable to the final recipient. So we may have a situation that our public funds are co-invested with private funds in the same financial instrument. And while for public funds we can ask even zero interest rate of the loan, the private investor still wants to have the market rate for its part of money. So in this situation, if this private investor money is very expensive, we may offer to the final recipients interest rate subsidy on this private investor part. So the aim is clear to make the instrument much more affordable, much more interesting, and much more efficient. The same is with technical support. Technical support is a grant which serves preparation or finalization of the investment in final recipients. So the fund manager may have a situation that there is a lot of final recipients in the region. They have very good ideas, but they have problem to put them into the business plan and to prepare an application. So they have really a problem with finalizing the preparation of the investment. Then this technical support will serve this purpose. So the idea will be to help to finalize this the process of preparation of investments. In this type of combination, we cannot have a grant which will finance investment itself. So if you want that an enterprise receives for part of its project loan and for another part of its project a grant, this is not this type of combination. Yeah? In this type of combination, we have only grants which are focused at the financial instrument itself. And here we see conditions which also result from the provisions in the regulation. Immediately when the grant enters the system, the grant is considered as part of financial instrument, so the grant falls under the financial instrument rules. The contribution for the grant is somehow merged with the contribution for the financial instrument, and this is one contribution by the managing authority. This contribution is covered by the funding agreement, so the funding agreement for financial instrument will also refer to this grant part. The need for such a grant and also assessment of the grant amount should be done in ex-ante assessment. So this is really, this grant becomes part of the financial instrument in a way. Of course, we may have here again a state aid issue, because even if the grant does not go to the final recipients as a financial contribution, because final recipient does not receive any money from this grant, it receives rather better conditions or support in preparation of project. Still, it is a benefit in the context of the state aid. So we may have to be careful with the state aid rules, especially on cumulation. So you will need to check whether the support which the enterprise received does not exceed the minimis or whatever is the limit under your state aid scheme. And here regulation is clear that even if we have a grant which becomes part of financial instrument operation, we need to have separated streams and separated records. You need to know how much goes for grants and how much goes really for financial instruments. So this is the first type of combination. We saw this combination in the past. I don't know whether there is someone from Portugal here, but Portugal used interest rate subsidies and guarantee fee subsidies in the past, so they used it already. This was not in the regulation, as I said, but this was used by some member states. And the second type of combination, this is exactly what the member states were interested in. So the situation where, for example, an enterprise has a project, and for part of this project, enterprise wants to receive grant, and for another part of this project, the enterprise wants to receive a loan, for example. Here, at the very beginning, it is important to say that what Rachel said at the beginning, that financial instruments are a delivery mode of a program. So financial instrument cannot be treated suddenly as a tool for liquidity problems, because we see in some member states the understanding that financial instruments now will help to solve liquidity problems of beneficiaries. So if beneficiary has no money to implement the project, then this beneficiary can take a loan, implement the project, and then ask for a grant. This is not what is meant here. A financial instrument is a separate form of assistance. It is a separate delivery mode of our program. So here you see that the combination, as I said, so in one project or even the regulation speaks about one expenditure item is possible. But for money, the grant will belong to the grant operation and the loan will belong to the financial instrument operation. This has a very important implication, namely grant. This grant part falls into the grant rules. So we still keep all the grant rules for the grant support, and for financial instruments, we keep financial instrument rules. If you know well how financial instruments and grants work, you know what are the differences, especially in the eligible expenditure. This is the main sensitive point in this whole discussion. The sum, of course, of all forms of support, so the sum of the grant and financial instrument cannot exceed the value of the expenditure item which we are financing, this is clear. Grants cannot be used to reimburse support from loans, so this is what I at the beginning said, that some of the member states had such a idea, or financial instrument cannot pre-finance the grants. And here again, because we have a kind of situation where two streams of support go to the same final recipients, we have to be careful with the state aid rules, because for sure there will be accumulation of support and maybe accumulation of aid. I have to say that when we presented this guidance note to the member states in April, we got quite mixed feelings. The member states were very critical, especially about this type of combination, because there was a perception that combination means we put into the fund funds for grants, we put funds for financial instruments, these funds are merged, and at the end financial intermediary gives grants and loans, and this is done in a one operation. We do not see separation, we do not see how they are interlinked. And we said, and we are still saying that this is not how the regulation sees it. But in order to address the questions and the worries of the member states, in the end we say that it is possible to have even within two separate operations, the scheme which is managed by the same body. We got questions from the member states how they can do the energy efficiency projects, and this was, I think, in three or four member states. They wanted to do energy efficiency projects where there will be a contribution from the managing authority to energy efficiency fund, and this energy efficiency fund will give grants and loans to owners of the apartments. And we said it is possible, but this is very much depends how the managing authority organizes itself. So we may have a situation that the body which is body implementing financial instrument is at the same the body which is giving grants, and this can be still the same body. We will have to have a separation of functions, because for financial instrument this body will have a function of beneficiary. For grants, this body will have a function of intermediate body, so we need to see it. But this is still possible, that this body gives at the same time, simultaneously, a grant and a loan to owner of the apartment. And the owner of the apartment can approach this one-stop shop and get both the loan and the grant. And this, when you heard today in the morning the Hungarian presentation, this is in fact what in Hungary is working, but for SME support. And we know that from in 2007-2013 such schemes were organized in Hungary. They were even audited by our auditors, and apparently they are fine. So this can work, yeah? The main principle here is that the main principle is that we need to have distinct expenditure. We cannot present the same expenditure as a loan expenditure and the same expenditure as a grant expenditure. We need to have a separation of expenditure. Otherwise, we will have a situation where we declare twice the same for the Commission. Yeah, I think this is all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Hannah.
Any questions?
Any questions on this? Very technical, very complicated. Might seem it's not that complicated, really, if you are used to it. I'm learning quickly. This was not my message now, though. I have a question again. And that is, I'll bring you back to this apartment owner. This is very complicated for them. They of course, have no chance of realizing what is a grant and what is a financial instrument. How is this facilitated? How is this done towards the final recipient?
Yeah, this is true, because in a way, when we organize financial instruments, or when you organize financial instruments, the idea is to make them easy for the final recipients. This is our objective, to get them implemented at the level of final recipients. So in this particular case, the final recipient, the owner of the apartment, if the managing authority organizes it as it is on the picture, because this is not for the Commission to say how the managing authority organizes the financial instruments, it is a little bit how the in the particular member states or regions it is designed. But it is possible that the owner of the apartment goes to such a body, to this one-stop shop place, and says that it has a project of energy efficiency in its own apartment, and ask for support. And then people in this body will tell them, okay, because of your project is not fully financially viable, you may have a need for an element of grant, but you may get everything here at our place. Nevertheless, you will need to sign, I think, grant agreement, because this is another operation, and the loan agreement, but he can sign it at the same time. And of course, the loan will be by the enterprise treated differently, because it is a loan, and also in the balance sheet of the enterprise, the loan appears differently than a grant. And the first difference is that the loan has to be repaid. So this is a different treatment. But still, this owner of the apartment can come and get the full service at one place. Yeah, this is really up to the member states how they see it and how they organize it. And they should, in a way, envisage this already in the ex-ante assessment. So if ex-ante assessment says, we want to invest in energy efficiency, but we see that the projects are not fully financially viable, so already in the ex-ante assessment, there should be some considerations on whether or not to combine this with grants. And we see it in some member states, they already know that they want to give a 20% grant and 80% loan. So they have some calculations, they have some considerations on this. So this is really easy to plan, to design, of course, at the regional or national level. We from the Commission cannot plan for you, because we do not know your particular situation. But this is really manageable. And even if they formally fall into two different operations, it is, I would say, more a headache for the managing authority than for the final recipient. Yeah? Thank you.
Thank you.